Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, what to know about gun laws, from the president's newest plan to the celebrities donating big bucks. Plus, why Facebook plans to send postcards and how Google is predicting heart attacks. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, February 21st. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says he's now open to more regulations for guns. This time, he told the attorney general to come up with a plan to ban bump stocks. You might remember bump stocks were used in the Las Vegas shooting. They turned semi-automatic guns into automatic weapons, which basically means you can shoot faster. Instead of having to pull the trigger each time, you can just hold it down. The New York Times says even the NRA is open to at least regulating bump stocks. So we'll see what the Justice Department recommends. Time reports the president does plan to sit down with some people affected by the Florida shooting today. Of course, this is all happening after that school shooting in Parkland, Florida, on Valentine's Day last week. Many student survivors have been pushing for changes in the laws and calling for more gun control. Some of them went to the state capitol yesterday, and they were pretty devastated to see state lawmakers there in Tallahassee say no to banning assault rifles in the state. But lawmakers there said they would consider other measures. And one former Republican lawmaker told CNN he thinks the students have been manipulated. But celebrities are praising those students. Some of them are even donating big bucks to their efforts. George and Amal Clooney started the trend, giving $500,000 to the planned March for Our Lives rally next month. The A-list couple said they'll also be marching with them in D.C. Then others like Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg matched that donation. The U.S. Army is awarding a Medal of Heroism to three of the students killed in the school shooting last week. They were junior cadets in the ROTC and are credited with brave acts during the shooting. For example, CBS News reports Peter Wang was a student who was shot and killed while he held the door open for other students to get out. Another person has now pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. The Washington Post reports Alex Van Der Zwan is now admitting to lying about his contacts with Rick Gates, someone who was a top official in the Trump campaign, and someone who also pleaded guilty. Van Der Zwan is an attorney and the Dutch son-in-law of one of Russia's wealthiest men. So we've heard a lot about the fake accounts on social media linked to Russia. Just last week, more than 13 Russians were charged for using that method to try to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Well, now Facebook is trying something new to fight back. Postcards. Yes, a tech company is using physical postcards in U.S. mail. Reuters reports Facebook plans to send postcards with a code on them that people will have to use if they want to buy an election-related ad on Facebook. It's meant to verify that the people behind the ads actually live where they say they do and in the U.S. This is apparently only for ads that support a certain candidate. The method will not be used for just issues. Facebook admits it won't solve everything, but says it's a start to fixing the problem. Facebook is doing another something new that you might see in your newsfeed, the ability for 3D posts that you create. TechCrunch reports these interactive 3D models are becoming more realistic, and you can move them around with your mouse to take a look at all angles. Brands are already experimenting with this. And Facebook says, next up, get these 3D models to work with augmented reality. Google is apparently using artificial intelligence to predict heart attacks. Medical researchers say all it took was looking into the person's eye, specifically the retina. Google says it was able to accurately predict if someone would have a heart attack within 5 years with 70% accuracy just by looking at the signs in the retina. And USA Today reports that's about the same accuracy expected from traditional tests that are a little bit more invasive, like getting your blood drawn and checking cholesterol. But experts say it'll likely be years before the eye test would be a common practice for predicting heart attacks. Google Pay is now here. It's the combination of Google Wallet and Android Pay. It's a new app for Android devices. The Verge reports it has two tabs, home for recent activity, local offers in stores, and other information like that, and then the cards tab, where you have all your credit cards and gift cards. Google says it has big plans for Google Pay, so you can use it on other Google products like the internet browser, Chrome. The grocery store chain Albertsons is buying up a bunch of Rite Aid drugstores. Walgreens already tried, but the government said, nope, you at least can't buy them all. They're too similar. So now CNBC says Albertsons is buying up the rest. The hope? Help each other deal with industry changes and pressure, in large part thanks to Amazon and other online companies who have gotten into the grocery and drugstore games. U.S. skiing star Lindsey Vonn was literally less than half a second behind at the finish line for the Olympic downhill race. Yes, 0.47 seconds behind. In the end, she won the bronze medal. She says it might be her last Olympic downhill ever, so it was pretty emotional. She won the gold back in 2010, but a knee injury kept her on the sidelines in 2014. Now she says her knee probably won't hold up for 2022, so this will be her last Olympics. Canada's Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer are now the most decorated figure skaters in Olympic history. Oh, and in doing that, they also set the record for the highest overall scores. Not bad. This is the final week of this year's Winter Olympics. Closing ceremonies are on Sunday, the 25th. And that's it for now. Thanks so much again for listening. If you enjoyed The Newsworthy and get value out of it, please be sure to share it with your friends and on social media. I so appreciate it. Or if you just want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, head on over to thenewsworthy.com. I always link to the articles I reference. From the homepage, you just click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen by 4 a.m. Eastern Time every weekday. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.